Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks to Reese on the radio for the magnificent lead-in. Hello, Reese. And doing the on-air work, well, not on-air work, but the behind-the-board work, we have Jimmy Stelliano. Now, Jimmy, before we get on with the program, just want to make sure, are you ready to compete with Tanner Saunders, who's going to be doing traffic today in the weather department? Are you ready to give us your best Andy Parker doing the weather forecast today?
I hadn't prepared myself for that, but I suppose.
If you don't want to, all you have to do is say no.
No, Tom, I'm not. And I didn't want to back you into a corner. I wanted to just play along.
You're such a tool. Jimmy Love, Jimmy Stelliano, whose nickname for me after the blizzard of 22 is...
Grandpa.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep.
We'll dispense with the lightheartedness because we have something serious about which we're going to be talking today. And as you well know, we have major news that is happening in the local economy, and it involves, well, the rubber place, Sumitomo, and 1,550 employees who no longer have jobs. And that wonderful look of, oh, gee, there's a fencing company. Oh, look, there's security guards with tactical vests. Not exactly, I think, a look you want to leave behind. And what's very interesting also, and I want to point this out, I want to thank the caller who phoned in right before 4 o'clock yesterday, and I had forgotten about this, the WARN Act of 1988, that's W-A-R-N. Basically, companies, the summary is, the companies that have employees of more than 100 that are going to have mass layoffs or are going to have a shutdown need to give, according to the federal statute, 60 days notice to people who are affected. And under state law, it is 90 days. And after we did the interview yesterday with attorney Robert Boreanaz, found out that apparently the company had sent out emails to people saying, oh, we're going to honor the provisions of the law. Well, they really don't have a choice in that, but these things apparently still have to be negotiated, and over the weekend I will try to touch base with Mr. Boreanaz again to see if we can't get him on the air for any kind of an update that he can give us. But keep in mind that as an attorney for some of the unions at Sumitomo, that he has ethical considerations, and he can't exactly open the door and let us in on everything that is happening behind the scenes. So we'll see if he's able to join us with anything of concrescence next week, and if he can, that's great, and if he can't, that we will wait our turn. But I mentioned the blizzard of 2022. And many of you will remember the story of Blizzard J. And Blizzard J, his name is Jay Withey. And Jay is a young man who saved the lives of over 20 of his fellow citizens during the blizzard of 22. Jay is the guy who broke into a school in the Pine Ridge area and was able to provide shelter for people that he personally went out and rescued from their stranded vehicles. Jay was able to break into the kitchen area and was able to get food for people. And Jay left a note behind and basically said, I'm very sorry for what I had to do, but I had lives I had to save, and I'm sorry about the window. And the Cheektowaga police, under the guidance of then Police Chief Brian Gould, friend of mine, the Cheektowaga police were looking for him, not to press charges against him, but to commend him for what he did. Now, Jay Withey is, and Jimmy is going to punch him up here on the phone. Jay is one of the employees who is very, very much affected by the layoff and the closing, actually, of the Sumitomo rubber factory, rubber plant. Joining us right now on WBEN, we have Blizzard Jay, one of many heroes of the blizzard of 2022. Jay Withey, it's been a while, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
It has been a while. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm very well. You know, they say say that bad things sometimes happen to good people, and you're one of the greatest people I've ever met, and one of the most selfless human beings there is, and you represent one of the 1,550 workers at Sumitomo. How long had you been working there, Jay?
Well, I've been there for a year and a half. I appreciate I appreciate your kind words. You're a hell of a guy yourself, Tom.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. You've been working there for a year and a half, and was there? I guess one of the things that people keep on asking is: was there anything in the air? Was there anything fishy, such as the week off with pay because of warehouse issues and an oversupply of tires? Was there anything that people were talking about at the time that, hey, this isn't right?
Just the atmosphere, you know, something did seem a little odd, but, you expect to have some sort of direction from your higher-ups, from your management, and unfortunately, I mean, the word going around is just betrayed and very misled, that we were given no notice, not even a hint, no management. And, you know, there's a couple of personal friends of mine who are management to me. Have reached out to me and my team that I worked with and, you know, just apologizing, you know, saying if I would have had any inclination this was happening, there would have been nothing to stop me from telling you guys.
Blizzard Jay Withey is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. He is the hero who saved over 20 Western New Yorkers in that school over the Christmas 2022 blizzard, and he also has been for the past year and a half an employee of Sumitomo Rubber. And, you know, Jay, one of the things that struck me about yesterday's show, we had a call from somebody who is a manager. And he had told people, yeah, there's nothing going on. I don't know anything that you don't know. And unfortunately, as people got the news that Sumitomo was closing down, people said, you know, basically, why did you lie to us? Why didn't you tell us the truth? And I'm convinced, having spoken with that gentleman, that he didn't know anything more than the people with whom he worked did. And he tried to reach out and convince people that that, in fact, was the case. He was as blindsided as they. Can you talk about the within the plant itself, the previous relationships between people in middle management positions, let's say, and guys like yourself?
Absolutely. We work hand in hand, every day. You know, we're more family than coworkers. And, I believe every word of my friend's management saying, and I know for a fact that they had no idea. One of the guys in our shop is high up in management, and he said yesterday he was sitting in a meeting yesterday morning when everyone's phone started going off, and then everyone picked up their phone and seen the post, and they were in Sumitomo in a meeting. Another guy that I work with went to the credit union. We have an on-site credit union, and he was there early in the morning, went to the credit union. They said, "What are you doing here? We have to be off premises in 15 minutes. I'm really surprised they let you in here." And he had no idea. So, I mean, do I think there was any inclination or they knew any information that we didn't? No, because, you know, they're in the same boat as we are now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so bad because people sometimes make assumptions about other people, and those assumptions, hey, sometimes they're true, but a lot of times they're not true. And you want to believe the best in people, and I think there's a line in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho that sometimes the people we trust the most are the ones we are most suspicious of when something goes wrong. And I hope that any management person at Sumitomo who is getting grilled right now or eviscerated by people when that management person didn't know any more than they did, I hope that they're able to work that out, and I hope that they're able to restore trust and friendship.
You know, and I'm hoping the same thing. And I tried my best to set it straight. So I talked to John Harris at News 4 yesterday, and he said that he asked me if there's any news that I had, and I gave him as much information that I could. And when I got a phone call saying that I called him and I asked him if he had any sort of information that we didn't have, and you know, everyone's just, you know, in a state of awe at the moment, and it's very heartbreaking. I know personally, not to out him, but one of the older guys in our shop, I mean, he's 59 years old, and he's not, you know, as capable as he used to be. And you know, he was crying on the phone to me yesterday. It's hard for me to even listen, saying, you know, this is supposed to be my last job I'll ever have. Who's going to hire me at my age and my, you know, with, you know, I'm low on ability at the moment. It's just heartbreaking.
Well, Jay Withey is with us. He was Blizzard Jay, one of the heroes of the Blizzard of 2022, and I hope that at some point he gets his proper recognition with a Carnegie Award, but we'll see about that. Right now, his first priority is his employment situation and the employment situation of those people with whom he worked. One of the things that struck me, Jay, about the people, and you have echoed this, with whom we spoke yesterday, is the atmosphere among coworkers at Sumitomo. It really seemed like it was a pretty awesome place to work, almost like, as you said, a family of caring people working, as you said, hand in hand toward a common goal. There was a camaraderie there that you don't often find in places of over 1,000 employees.
No, yeah, I mean, we're as close as can be. And, you know, the company did try to do some you know, almost family-like activities, like throughout the month, you know, doing stuff in the roadway and it, just to bring that team a little closer. And it's just, you know, it's we're all suffering together over this. But even now, you know, I'm blessed to have them as a team that I'm going through this with. I'm just glad it's I'm just glad we have each other at the moment.
Were there any, did you take part in any gatherings last night, perhaps in any local establishment amongst workers and families to discuss everything and discuss options?
I have not. I'm actually going tonight. A buddy of mine that actually he's a manager there. He's having a little get together tonight. And, you know, and he's such a kind guy. He said free food, free, you know, discounted drinks on it. He's like, just let's get together and talk about this and, you know, share our feelings over it. And he's just, it's just, you know, he's trying to help us cope.
Well, if you want, you can send me a text later on and let me know when and where, if you don't mind somebody from the media possibly showing up. No microphone in hand, but a beer perhaps in hand. Jay Withey is with us. Jay Withey is with us. Blizzard Jay, one of the heroes of the Blizzard of 22, and he for 1.5 years has been an employee of Sumitomo Rubber, and he was blindsided yesterday. What was your role at this company which supplied tires?
I'm a mechanic for them, so I fix all the machinery when it breaks. They have any break? I'm technically a breakdown mechanic. When everything hits the fan, they send me and the department that I work in to go fix it in a timely fashion. But, yeah, technically my role is a breakdown mechanic.
So when the news came down and those cell phones started going off, Jay, just a practical question. All of us at our jobs, we have personal things, and we have lockers, we have desks. Any way that you were able to retrieve anything personally that you had left behind?
Nothing at all. So that's another. I'm glad you brought that up. That's another point. Is when I was talking to some coworkers yesterday, they said even if we were to go get new jobs, if I can apply, I don't have my tools. I don't have my toolbox. I don't have any of my specialty tools, my rigging, any of my certificates, any of my paperwork. It's all in my toolbox, locked up in the factory.
And I am going to presume that no communication from the company with respect to when you might be able to retrieve your personal property, because it is your personal property.
Correct. No, nothing from the company yet. There has been some talk between the guys. There was a date thrown around, but I don't know if it's accurate. But nothing from the company thus far.
It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are talking to Jay Withey, who was an employee at Sumitomo and was one of the heroes of the blizzard of 2022. Would you say you're a very modest and non-assuming individual? Would you say that you were one of the leaders at Sumitomo?
I would never call myself that, but no, I would say I'm just a team member. I worked with a group of great guys, in my shop. We all worked very closely, but no, I wouldn't say I was a leader by any means.
How had you planned to spend your career? Had you planned on this being a lifelong job or a decades long job?
You know, I've always been a type when I go to a job, I see everything in forever. You know, I'm going to give my efforts to this place forever. I'm going to be, you know, it would take a lot for me to step away from something like that. But yeah, that was my plan. It was a good job. It had great benefits, great retirement. And I think it was my goal and the goal of a lot of other people to stay there and put my years in and that was going to be my career.
We should point out too, you take very good care of your parents. You take care of the neighbors of your parents. In the neighborhood in which you live, you're one of these selfless, dedicated guys who just, as evidenced by what you did with Complete Strangers, you take care of the people around you.
I try my best. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, and that's what strikes me is your sense of community and your sense of wanting to help people. We're going to continue this conversation, of course, with Jay Withey on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you have any questions for Jay, you can certainly give us a call at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, with respect to the WARN Act, and I'm so glad the caller called in yesterday because we were on that immediately, and Paul Cambria was good enough to put us in immediate touch with Robert Boreanaz, who represents some of the unions with Sumitomo. And Sumitomo Rubber USA issued a statement. Is Sumitomo Rubber USA meeting WARN Act obligations? Yes. SRUSA issued WARN notice letters to all hourly and salaried employee via U.S. postal mail on November 7th. That would have been yesterday. The official termination date for hourly employees is November 11th. The official termination dates for salaried employees are either November 15th or February 15th of next year, depending on required work service as part of shutdown activities. WARN allows for two options: to either give employees 60 and 90-day notices of closure and layoff required by federal and New York law, respectively, or to provide employees with 60 days pay. That is from the media department at Sumitomo Rubber USA. It is Bowerly. We'll continue our conversation with Jay Withey and WBEN Arthur Pressman. Traffic Attorney News Time is 2:27.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And definitely, I don't know, do you find yourself in a somber mood today? Because if you do, I assure you, you are not alone. And this will be a repeat of some stuff you heard yesterday during the program. But, you know, having been doing this now for 5 decades, this announcement yesterday of 1,550 workers no longer having a job at Sumitomo in Tonawanda brought us all back to those days of the late 70s and 1980s when pretty much every week you would dread Thursday and Friday, and gee, how many people are going to be laid off this week? How many factories are going to be closed this week? And it was this never-ending cycle of good grief. When is this going to end? And then all of the talk about retraining, all of the talk about cycling into a service-oriented economy where we basically flip burgers for each other. You might remember those conversations that we had all those years ago, and if you think about it, depending on how long you've been alive and how long you've lived in the area, one of the things that might be going through your mind is there was a time you'd be on the 190 heading toward the river, and you'd get off at Sheridan Kenmore. You'd make your couple of turns there, and you'd be on River Road, and you would be looking around at all of those industrial giants, all of those factories, and the parking lots would be jammed with workers making good wages here in Western New York. And now, locally, and of course across New York State, and sadly in other Rust Belt communities as well, you drive down the same roads that used to be bustling hubs of workers and employers, and they're basically skeleton crews, if any crews, compared to what they used to be. And yesterday's announcement brought us back to that place, brought me back to that place, and joining us is a gentleman who, for the past year and a half, has called Sumitomo Rubber his employer, and he's a name that you have some familiarity with because he is one of the heroes of the blizzard of 2022, where he single-handedly saved about 25 people from certain death in their cars by breaking into a nearby school, and in many cases leading individuals, many of whom were senior citizens, not in the best of health, by the arm into safety of the school, and got a hold of the plow and did some plowing to make ingress and egress easier. And Jay Withey is just, he personifies the spirit of the very, very best of Western New York. And he is also one of the 1,550 workers who does not have a job because of the closing of Sumitomo. And if you are involved in this story or know somebody who is, if you want to call them and say, hey, they're talking about it on WBEN AM 930, make sure that they give us a call because we would like to talk to you. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone numbers, and we certainly would love to hear from you. Jay, what was a day? First of all, I have to ask you this. You wake up this morning. You're a guy who is always on the go. You're always on the move. You've got a lot of friends. You have a very caring family. And you're in a situation where today, for the first time in God knows how long, you didn't have a job to which to go. Psychologically, can you just kind of paint a picture for us of what it is like? I think most people have been there where you are right now, but the suddenness of this, it was like guillotine suddenness. Can you just talk about your day today so far and mentally how you're holding up?
Sure. So far, I'm a man of habit. To wake up and not have a obligation to go to work, because I have no work to go to is very, it makes you so distraught. And I'm not the only one, that's why I keep reminding myself is that luckily I've put myself in the position that, I have a decent skill set, but I just keep reminding myself that there are many more people in a more dire situation than me. It's just very somber to pass by the plant and know that it's no longer. I'm hoping I'm going to find something comparable soon, along with the other 1,549 people. But it's just it's very weird feeling to wake up and know for a very first time in quite a while I'm out of a job.
Do you have a plan for how you're going to spend the next few days? I mean, obviously, this weekend is not going to be the weekend you thought you were going to have.
It's definitely not how I planned it to go. But just gonna take a day or so and look up. Been on Indeed. Look on, just asking a couple of friends and where you think I should apply and who's hiring and at the same time. Hopefully I can find some sort of information I can spread to the people who are in worse situations than I am. I'm hoping that I can make this a small group effort. I know I can't employ all 1,549, find them all jobs, but whatever help I can give, I'm going to definitely give my best effort to help.
See, Jay, that's you. You're thinking about other people first, just like you did during the blizzard and just as you've done your entire life. That's quite a remarkable answer and one that really captures your personality and your spirit, and it's quite amazing. I was reading online my friend Frank Panasuk and the 1791 Society, one of the local auto dealers has put out a call to people who used to work at Sumitomo saying, hey, you might have skills that we need. Are you guys, do you have an email chain where some of these leads are circulating?
I'm not sure about the email lead. I know that I've been, someone sent me a screenshot of, I believe it's Basil is off,
yes.
put out a paper saying that that they're interested in hiring Sumitomo employees, and my gosh, is that gracious of them, to offer any sort of relief or help, in a time like this.
Yeah, there is. I noticed this on 1791 Society's page. Attention, Sumitomo Dunlop former employees. We are the Basil family of dealerships. If you have a strong mechanical aptitude, the desire to earn $70,000 the first year of employment and advance from there, we will train you for a lifelong, secure, lucrative career as an automotive service technician. Apply now. We offer, unfortunately, the eyes are not what they used to be. We offer 401k with employer matching, paid training, and a number of other things. And that is from people can go to basiljobs.com, BASIL, basiljobs.com, to make their availability known to Basil. And hopefully some of the other local employers who have a real need for employees with those kinds of skill sets and related skill sets will step forward. We've heard about the labor shortage and employers basically begging to have jobs filled. And perhaps for some people, maybe they'll find themselves in a better position in 2 years than they would have been. I mean, you don't know the future.
Right. That's what the goal is, and I'm hoping there's going to be some sort of silver lining with this that you know, there's always a bigger plan in the works that, you know, maybe in a year's time, this will be put people in better positions than they would have been. But isn't that such a Buffalo thing that, you know, again, in a time of need that, you know, a Buffalo business can open up its doors and help? It's just a very Buffalo thing.
Yeah, I don't know how many positions they have, but hopefully little by little we'll chip away at this 1,550 number. Were you privy to any gossip, rumors, or perhaps even informed knowledge that there were negotiations with another company to buy out Sumitomo in Tonawanda?
You know, I've heard you know, rumors that there another tire company was rumored to be purchasing the plant, but no, you know, I've asked a couple of people and they've heard nothing. Could it just be all hearsay? Sure, but I don't think it has enough gravity to you know, for these people to bank on. Unfortunately, they're going to have to look for new jobs, and you know, for them to hold out and pray and wait for that to be a possibility. I'm afraid that people might end up sinking a little bit. So. If I can give any sort of advice, I hate to say it, but I would say not to wait and hold out hope for that, because I've not heard anything about another company buying it that is worth taking to the bank.
Understood. Are there any discussions among workers or groups of workers about somehow forming a conglomerate to buy it and make it a worker-run facility? Are you privy to any of those discussions?
I have not heard anything about that, but if it comes down to that, count me in.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be considered in that, but I don't know how many times that has been done where workers have taken over a plant and made it their own and have been successful in so doing for the long term. But I'd be very interested in knowing anything concrete about that. One of the things that surprised me, and I think maybe some of the people listening yesterday, Jay, and by the way, WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time is coming up on 247. There was some thought that you people at Sumitomo were kept out of the plant and you weren't allowed to go back into work because of fear of damaging some very expensive machinery. Have you heard that, and how much credence should we place in that?
I have not heard of that, but at the same time, if this was a bigger plan and that was in the works for their ideals, I definitely couldn't see that being a point. I mean, like I said, or like you know, we were offered the past week paid. And I don't, you know, you start thinking, was that a ploy to get everyone home and out of the plant where they can't do anything malicious to the plant? Or seek revenge. Is that a possibility? Sure. I know a lot of people are distraught right now. This is their livelihood. This is my livelihood. Would I cause any damage? No. But, you know, everyone reacts differently. And is there a possibility? I think that's why they have such high security right now. I stopped there earlier and, you know, just made conversation with one of the security guards there, and they are no joke. They are a tactical team out of New York City. They said most of them are all retired military, and if they look the part, they have the face masks on, the black SUVs. You know, they are no joke.
That has got to be one of the worst feelings in the world. Here you are, dedicated employees, and one almost gets the feeling looking at it from the outside that the company thinks so little of you that they would go to such lengths of putting up barricades and having an out-of-town security team from New York City in all the gear, kind of an intimidating presence. That's got to be an extra kick in the shins.
It is a little disheartening, you know, and you do kind of think of, you know, what do they think of us employees? That all this was necessary. What was a kicker for me is when you pass by, They put black mesh over all the fencing so you can't see in. That strikes me to be a little odd why they would put the extra effort in for visibility to be, lessened, and for them to have such high detail security working when they had a security team there already. It strikes me to be a little odd.
Did the individual, well, I've got a lot more questions for you. Jay Withey is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, and Jay is one of the heroes of the Blizzard of 22. Blizzard Jay, they called him. He's the guy who saved about 25 Western New Yorkers from certain death in their cars during the blizzard and made a path for them was able to get those people into shelter and provide for the sustenance of life during a very harrowing period. It's 2:49. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time. Let's go back to Jay Withey, Blizzard Jay, one of the 1,550 workers who no longer has a job at Sumitomo in Tonawanda. And obviously, I don't want you to reveal names or anything like that, but what else did this security guy from New York City have to say about the circumstances of the crew, the team, ending up in Buffalo?
I can't say anything bad about the guy. He said a lot of people are showing up, and they're, emotions are high right now. That's no secret, but to blame the security guys or to give them a hard time, like he said that he's been getting. He's hired and he's got a security detail to do, and that's just his job. And he seems like a pretty decent human, so I got nothing against the guy.
Any indication as to what, without violating the FCC codes, any indication as to some of the things that people have been saying?
He did not disclose anything that they've been saying. I'm sure they're, some people need a finger to point, someone to point the finger at. So, unfortunately, it sounds like he's been the one that's been pointed at a couple times over the past 2 days. So, understand that they're doing. They're just a hired crew.
A hired crew from New York City. How are people staying in touch? Cell phone, text messaging, emails?
So my group, my shop has been in a group thread. The Sumitomo does have a factory text message thread that you can't obviously respond to, but that was a little punch in the lower region where yesterday, everyone kept saying that there's been no reach out from the factory, and what normally, no matter what it was, you get a text message from the factory, whether it was like what they were setting up in the roadway for the week, and we got nothing up until 12:16 yesterday is when they told us, which everyone had already known at that point when the company decided to come out and send the text message saying that we are closing doors.
Did your dad offer any words of advice?
My dad holds great, pride in my skills. And I think he knows that, I will find something else. I'm pretty resilient, but, I don't think he put much worry. He just, he gave his condolences, to me that, I lost the job. It was a great job. Paid very well. The benefits were good. He told me he's sorry, and he asked me what my plans were, if I had any ideas where I was going to apply. And I just think he knows the gravity of the situation.
And refresh my memory, you are 20?
I'm 29 now, October 23rd.
Belated happy birthday, and unfortunately not the way we wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Jay, is there anything that you wanted to tell the people listening, your fellow workers, about your situation or about the situation in general? Anything you want to get off your chest?
just to hold tight, you know, and if you guys need anything, to reach out. And if I can help you out in any way possible, or, you know, I'll use any of my my friends to help you guys. I have a friend, Steve, that I do some work for in the wintertime when I can help him. And, you know, he reached out to me immediately yesterday, and he said, you know, I will fill as many positions in my company with good guys that you know if they need the help. So, you know, if whoever's listening out there, if you can open your doors and open your business to anyone going through this, you know, that would be, I think you'll find yourself to have one hell of an employee, you know, with how grateful they will be. It's just going to have to be another Buffalo thing, or we're going to pull ourselves up and out of this situation. But if I can be of any assistance to anyone, and, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. Whatever whatever I can do, I will be of service.
Well, Jay, certainly you've got my cell phone number, so feel free to shoot me some texts and keep me in the loop as to what's going on, because obviously we'd like to help as many people as we possibly can as well. Thanks a million, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks for giving awareness.
Absolutely. And maybe see you later. Jay Withey on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.